Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, justice, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. We're listening to the music of vegan musician Crazia in Paris, France. Anti-species.
Antispéciste ne baisse pas les bras. Quand tu repenses à tous ces séries.
Happy Independence Day, July 4th. Freedom. This is the theme for Vegan Nation. Today joining us is Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. Welcome, Susan, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It's an honor to be your speaker today on this Independence Day. And I want to say that when we set ourselves free, when we go vegan, we set ourselves free on so many levels. And it is my hope and my prayer that on this Independence Day 2023, that we continue to spread the vegan message so that all beings can be free. Thank you. And I wanted to just give a little bit of background about myself. I've been vegan since 1989, and that was a commitment to nonviolence towards non-human animals that I made at that time. I am a retired educator. I lost my home in a California wildfire in 2017, which really got me very concerned, heightened concern around climate collapse and what's going on with the environment. And I presently am a veganic farmer. I have a mini farm in California that is certified veganic through the North American Veganic Certification Standard. And I have a private animal sanctuary presently with 9 dogs, 4 cats, 4 goats, and coming soon, 2 miniature horses. And I'm honored to be speaking today on the topic of veganism and freedom. I wanted to start by speaking about climate engineering. Climate engineering is something that's ongoing worldwide. It's something that's happening directly overhead, essentially hidden in plain sight. I began observing long streams of white, thick white substance that extended horizon to horizon coming from jet aircraft flying overhead after moving to my farm here in 2018, and began doing some research on what is going on and came across the resource of geoengineering watch.org, and Dane Wigington, who's been researching and sharing information about this practice for about 20 years. And what's happening right now on the topic of freedom is that all living beings on Earth have essentially lost the freedom to breathe air that is not highly toxic due to climate engineering, as well as anthropogenic climate practices.
Susan, thank you for bringing that awareness about the skies being contaminated and poisoned with all the climate engineering, geoengineering happening, which, again, is very obvious when we look up. Yet, like you said, it's hidden in plain sight because it's not being reported on in the news. When I listen to some of the individuals who have video taping of their panel discussions who are aware, they'll also mention that everyone's being poisoned, the plants and the animals and the humans, and yet they're not vegan. And so when I hear that, I think, yes, I see that this is happening and I understand it. And yet I think until we as a collective of humanity recognize that we are exploiting and harming the animals through injections by the pharmaceutical industry involving the laboratory animals, and also products that are being used, that are being sourced, derived from animals, whether it's in the food or of clothing, etc. All of that is directly causing suffering and harming other animals. And so I just find it interesting that somehow there seems to be a block in many not recognizing that when we as a non-vegan global community harm the other animals in daily practices by pretty much 99% of the population, that too is just as bad as the climate engineering nanoparticles falling upon every living being and every living thing on the earth. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree. I agree completely. It's very frustrating to see so many people who are aware of what's going on, but who don't make that vital connection about what's being done to the animals. And I actually just thought of a quote from Pythagoras, who was a pretty smart guy, and this is actually from the World Peace Diet by Will Tuttle, Dr. Will Tuttle. And the quote from Pythagoras is, "As long as men massacre animals, they will kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seeds of murder and pain cannot reap joy and love." End quote. Until we can stop, recognize, and stop our abuse of non-human sentient beings, we are part of the problem. The solution must include a large-scale transition to veganism. Thank you so much, Marlene, for giving a voice to the animals and the planet.
Thank you, Dr. Susan Craig.
So what is climate engineering? It's essentially playing God with the weather. It's typically dispersed by jet aircraft that are retrofitted to disperse nanoparticles into the atmosphere. There's also the HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program in Alaska, and similar ionosphere heaters throughout the planet. The one in Alaska is operated by the U.S. military and the University of Alaska. And jet aircraft disperse nanoparticles of heavy metals, including aluminum, barium, strontium, and now graphene oxide has been found in the residue. It goes into the atmosphere and settles virtually everywhere, on trees, soil, lakes, snow, and the ocean. Why is it being done? Well, according to Dane Wiginton, it's a complex answer and really can't be put into one box. There is anthropogenic climate damage, which is damage caused directly or indirectly by human action. And now we have climate engineering being done to try to hide the damage already inflicted. Government documents, which can be found on geoengineeringwatch.org, state that a goal of directing the weather, directing when and where it rains and snows, etc., is a government goal, as is weather warfare. The government has documents stating that weather warfare is a force multiplier. It exponentially increases warfare tactics through the use of geoengineering. The military-industrial complex is involved in this. It's being done through the use of military planes, but also the United States government has leased thousands of commercial aircraft. Other countries are engaging in this as well. It's not just being done by the United States government. It is a worldwide phenomenon. I see photographs from taken by citizens in other parts of the world concerned people that it's happening all over. Environmental consequences of geoengineering include a disruption of the hydrological cycle. that disrupts the rain cycle. It migrates rain from one location to another. And one example where I live is that the ongoing California drought for multiple years. Climate engineering can be directly observed being ramped up ahead of a weather front and literally directing the precipitation to another region on the planet. Other environmental consequences include diminished direct sunlight, which causes decreased evaporation. The ozone layer has been shredded. The particles that are being sprayed are desiccant materials and absorb moisture, resulting in decreased humidity. The bioavailable metals, like aluminum, cause trees to shut down their nutrient uptake and die. And we're seeing a lot of dying forests, which are becoming carbon sources rather than carbon sinks. Hundreds of millions of acres of boreal forests in the United States, Canada, Siberia, and other places are being destroyed each year by wildfire. Now, while wildfire is a naturally occurring phenomenon, fires are burning with much greater fury than they used to. And there are many reasons that are causing this, including less rain, intense ultraviolet radiation that is drying out trees, increased dry lightning strikes that is caused by the electrically charged metallic particles being sprayed. And aluminum itself is a desiccant. It dries out the trees and the soil, which causes a virtual tinderbox in the forest. We're also seeing an increase in death in many species, one being bees and other insects. The bee deaths are largely being blamed on glyphosate, which may very well be a factor. The research is showing that bees have 70 times more aluminum than it takes to cause dementia in humans. So aluminum is a factor, possibly the primary factor, in the dying out of the bees. And all plant life and soil microbes are also taking up these toxic materials. If plants can't grow, then all of life will soon follow. There are also health consequences, too numerous to mention, many of them not yet known. Some of them include aluminum, which is linked to Alzheimer's, dementia, ALS, autism, neurological and immune disorders, and many other conditions. The nanoparticles, which are so small that they are not measured when one, for example, gets an air quality alert from the EPA, it's not measuring nanoparticles. It's only measuring the larger particles. So the nanoparticles go undetected, but they do go straight into our blood and are able to cross the blood-brain barrier. They are bioaccumulative, meaning they come into the body, but they don't go out. And it causes cognitive decline. Alzheimer's and autism, we know, are increasing exponentially every year. And many other health consequences are not yet known. So I recommend anyone who is concerned and interested in learning more about climate engineering to go directly to geoengineeringwatch.org and look at some of the information, the videos, and there is also a weekly report that comes out every Saturday. It's an audio report, which I listen to every week. Now, I'd like to link this to our practices of animal abuse, which is also hidden in plain sight. So for many people across the globe who sit down and eat a meal with animal products in it, that's literally sitting down to products and putting products of misery into one's body several times a day. And there are some other practices that go unnoticed. For example, the COVID vaccines, just one example, are, like other pharmaceuticals, tested on animals, and animal products are contained in them. I think most people have seen the very disturbing imagery of the horseshoe crabs being bled because their blood is needed for the COVID vaccines. Animals are extensively used in laboratories for pharmaceutical and other purposes. And just as we, humanity, loots, plunders, and pillages the earth in order to keep industrial civilization going, we've been doing the same to non-human animals for thousands of years. There's a boomerang effect that what we do comes back at us in some way. And when we consider freedom, as we do on this important day, July 4th, we typically consider freedom for humans. And it's important that we reject discrimination towards humans, whether it be on the basis of race, religion, gender, sexual orientation. But we typically do not include non-humans in our circle of care. And this is speciesist, the belief that while humans have a moral right not to be treated as someone else's property, we don't extend this to non-humans. And this is where veganism comes in. Veganism is a commitment. It's a commitment to nonviolence towards all sentient beings, and a commitment that all sentient beings have a right not to be the property of another, not to be exploited.
We're listening to Dr. Susan Craig via Skype in Northern California. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Craig. The interconnectedness between veganism and freedom. We're listening to Be Free by Will Tuttle. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined for an interview with Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. Our topic is the interconnectedness between veganism and freedom. Here's Dr. Craig.
A large portion of animal exploitation is directed at females and babies or animal young. So there's very much exploitation of young animals, and we also see this extending to humans. We see increased sexual exploitation of children through trafficking and pornography. And we see now medical sanctioning of the genital mutilation of children, and then the administration of synthetic hormones by the medical community in the name of what is supposed to be something positive. It's called gender-affirming care. And so what we don't see is that each child who is put on this track is worth hundreds of thousands, if not more, to the pharmaceutical industry. There's also attempts to erase women in terms of changes in language and the removal of safe spaces for women. So, again, there's this boomerang effect of how animals have been treated, and female animals and baby animals is coming back to humans. There really is a deep disease in humanity's soul that cannot be healed so long as we continue to exploit the vulnerable non-human cohabitants on this earth, children, and as long as we continue to destroy the planet. These practices are in plain sight, yet they are accepted, they are normalized, and therefore hidden.
Susan, thank you for giving that information, especially how you related it to veganism as a solution to end misogyny, to help restore humanity to freedom and to create sustainability on this planet. Because it is a challenge for us as vegans to listen to a lot of progressive individuals who are not vegan, and they're not making the connection. They're referencing something about that the animals' lives don't matter. And I think, oh my gosh, I wish they knew about the boomerang effect, wars and the injustices and the slavery and all that continues on generation after generation, century after century. In my opinion, it's always going to continue in one form or another unless we opt out of exploiting those who don't look like us, which means exploiting the other animals. And so we really need to become vegan and help spread the vegan message. So thank you for helping to make that connection, both for those who aren't vegan and for vegans to understand how this all relates and why we're doing this, especially on Independence Day.
Oh, yes, Marlene, that's exactly. You got it. You've got it. I have nothing to add. You've perfectly stated it. Thank you so much.
Now here's a little musical interlude. This is Barbecue Protest by Scarlet Rescue, the all-vegan band based in Phoenix, Arizona. This July 4th, 2023, they're celebrating their third year anniversary of their release of Barbecue Protest.
You have one new voice message.
Hi, Lisa. It's Amber. I was just reminding you about the barbecue. I know you're vegan or whatever. We'll have chips and salad for you. I don't know where you guys get your protein.
On the outside for a long time, which makes me less concerned about your approval. If my vision meets with your derision, you'll be flagged for removal. 'Cause I don't mind walking on my own, no. And I don't mind deleting you from my phone. We're all born in time.
Those who might not know, I would like to clarify that hamburger is the dismembered muscles of mothers in the dairy industry. Once the mothers no longer lactate, Freedom for All is the name of their celebration happening July 4th, 2023 in Phoenix, Arizona. And online. The music video of the song Barbecue Protest, I believe, was filmed at Goats with Horns Animal Sanctuary. Barbecue Protest.
I don't want to go to the barbecue.
By Scarlet Rescue from the album Animals and Other People.
So I know I've shared a lot of concerning, disturbing information that is important to be aware of and not deny about climate engineering and climate collapse and animal exploitation. And I believe the path forward is not just to think happy thoughts and deny climate engineering and what's going on with animals, but to be an advocate, to engage in advocacy.
We're listening to Dr. Susan Craig via Skype in Northern California. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners and contact information?
Okay, well, my contact information, I can be reached by email, drsusancraig@icloud.com, drsusancraig craig at icloud.com. I can also be found on Facebook. My mini farm is Happy Chihuahua Acres, so you can find that on Facebook, or you can find me under Susan Craig. And I just want to urge all the listeners to please continue to spread the vegan message. It is absolutely imperative. And also to research geoengineering and become aware of what is happening and share this information as well. And if you have any small plot of land where you live, try growing your own food, your own veganic food, and check out the North American Veganic Certification Standard, which is at certifiedveganic.org for further information about that. Thank you, Marlene. I just am very honored to be able to speak with you and your listeners today, and I wish everyone the best 4th of July ever.
Thank you, Dr. Susan Craig. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Dr. Craig. And could you mention a little bit about your cats and dogs are all on a vegan diet?
Yes. So I have 9 dogs and 4 cats. They are all vegan. I use Evolution pet food, and they are all super healthy. In fact, my veterinarian, who is a traditional veterinarian, his staff have share that they don't see me that much because my animals are so healthy, which is nice to hear. And, of course, my goats are vegan as well. Yeah, so it's possible to have pets and raise them vegan and have them be very healthy.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, thank you, Marlene.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Special thanks to Scarlet Rescue for their song Barbecue Protest, and a very special thank you to my guest, Dr. Susan Craig. Let's go out with Crazy R in Paris, France. Merci beaucoup, Auntie Speciste. Thank you for listening to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts. Wishing you a happy 4th and a good day.